This is a report about software, and in the spirit of the subject matter, it should be interactive. So I'm going to give you a choice. To have this feature illustrated by a reasonable approximation of the sound of software programming, press cross. Alternatively, press square for a medley of classic video game themes. You have the time of one ZX Spectrum loading tone to decide. Marvellous choice, and while we're here, you might as well try to name as many of these games as you can. In 30 odd years, video games have gone from nerdy curiosity, to symbol of a squandered youth, to menace to all that's decent in society, to art form in their own right. The industry is worth nearly £5 billion a year in the UK. These chaps are trying to take their share of that with a game called Teddy Defender.
The purpose of the game is you control a bear and his owner Jimmy has gone to sleep, and the idea is to prevent the nightmares from infecting his dreams.
Things like Toy Story and different films inspired us.
Ben and Marco are students at Teesside University. Teddy Defender is already available on Xbox Live.
It took us about 6 months from start to finish.
Well, when I was little, I used to have like an Action Man or something by my bed, and I used to pretend it stopped nightmares, and it kind of inspired me.
The Northeast has a great gaming heritage, from pioneers like the Falcus Brothers' Optimus Studio to modern trailblazers like Double 11. One of the big players is Ubisoft Reflections, makers of the Driver series. Jack Kuvler is an art director there.
You can make games absolutely anywhere, and so I think that regions like the Northeast have a huge potential to gather in that industry again and to turn it into a real centre of development. But we're really hoping that the recently announced consultation on tax breaks for computer games and animation is going to further strengthen our competitive element and just make it a cheaper place to make games again for the industry.
So what will the coalition do? Well, on a recent visit to Teesside, I asked the business secretary, Vince Cable. He says they are committed to financial support for the sector.
In the past, we've had financial support tax breaks for the film industry, but we hadn't had one for animation, which is some very good creative British people. We were worried about international competition, the animation industry, some of it moving off to Canada and Ireland and other countries, and we felt we wanted a level playing field, so we are committing ourselves to support for that sector so it can compete on an equal basis, because we've got some very, very good creative people. There's a potentially a lot of employment in the sector. A very positive thing.
After this positive message on the future of software design in the Northeast, I hate to end on a low note, but while I hope you've enjoyed hearing these classic game themes again, it's rather miserable to find out that even such a young industry can make you feel very, very old.
Is it fair to describe it as a kind of modern take on Pyjama-Rama, the old Spectrum game? That was about a guy having a nightmare, I think.
I don't think I ever played that. I think it was way before my time.
That's a very depressing thing to hear.